The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Sometimes lately, I will admit that my imagination trucks in biblical imagery. That's how afraid I feel sometimes. And that's how needful I feel of something like truth or light capable of righting the wrongs I fear. There are angels in today's poem. Some of them shout and shove. Like us, they make language. Like us, they make do. The hastily assembled angel falls at the beginning of the world by Shane McCrae. Except most things weren't clouds. Everything there was clouds. The hastily assembled angel, before he knew the word, clouds was the last word he heard the other angels shouting as they shoved him. Though he, after he had fallen too far to hear them, he saw their mouths making shapes that were not clouds. And when he saw that, thought, that's something that isn't clouds, that shouting, after I've fallen too far to hear them, don't they know I've fallen too far to hear them now? Or are we not together now? Before he knew the word. In those few minutes the other angels were assembling him, he named the things he saw with words that seemed to fit them. Nothing was heavenly. A few things were ocean and hole and monkey apple. He, before the other angels shoved him, had started combining words. But nobody would name the things he saw the way he named them. And to the other angels, all his naming was noise. They shouted as they shoved him, "It's all clouds." What difference could it make to the angel built to monitor the earth from the surface of the earth? What was or wasn't true in heaven? They shoved him then. They stared, and then they shouted after the disappearing figure. All the things they suddenly remembered they had forgotten to tell him, as they were hammering him together, as they hammered him together and behind them, but above. Behind, a pinkish light that was or wasn't God pulsed like the heart of one of the creatures God hadn't yet created, though the angels had seen the creatures coming in the waves then covering the earth. The angels had seen them and didn't want to be assigned to live with them, and so had voted to build their own angel, but they didn't ask permission first. Instead, they built him quickly. And as Gabriel asked God if this new angel could be sent instead to earth, fresh eyes for a fresh world, the other angels shoved him, the hastily assembled angel from the cloud and heaven. He, the hastily assembled angel, could see farther than the other angels, though he couldn't understand what he saw as well as the other angels might have. And as he fell, he saw their mouths making shapes. He saw the light behind them pulsing. And as he fell, he watched the clouds becoming abstract as any other angel would from heaven watch a species go extinct, even as dry land emerged from the waves below him. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.